Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, tech headlines you need to know about. But first, in the latest battle in the war that is e-commerce, where Amazon is a superhuman giant and the rest mere mortals, Walmart has had enough, or at least is trying to up its game. It wants to charge customers more to buy some products online than in stores, part of the company's strategy to boost profits and drive store traffic as it tries to keep up with Amazon.com. What does this mean for e-commerce and the shifting retail trends that are so desperate to keep up with it? Let's get more. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So it's a competitive playing field out there for retailers, obviously. Different types of moves will be made. This one, charging more for online purchases. It's not as if it's a completely unheard of move in retail, right?
That's right, yeah. And there's other retailers that charge more for online purchases. And Amazon, you know, moves its prices around quite a bit. Sometimes
right.
They're lower than stores, sometimes they're higher. What's different here is that Walmart has a very large store footprint, 4,700 U.S. stores. And now some of the prices on some of the most popular products like food and household goods, you know, toilet paper, that kind of thing, are higher online than they are in their stores.
And when your slogan is everyday low prices, is that cause for concern?
That's the question, is how will consumers perceive this?
Right.
A lot of folks that buy online, research shows, sort of understand that there's a cost and that it's going to cost a little more to get something shipped to your house. And shipping, you know, an inexpensive, low-margin product or a very heavy, low-margin product is a losing game online. And so many retailers charge more for that, or they try to sell larger portions of something, you know, so you're paying more overall, right, to offset that cost, build a bigger basket, they call it. And so this is Walmart's experiment, and we'll have to wait and see how consumers respond.
How heavily, because that is at the core of this, or at least an important aspect, the cost of shipment, right? So how heavily has that been part of, you know, what's been impacting Walmart?
That in and of itself, we're not sure because they don't report that. However, we do know that they have, in the last few years, shifted how they are investing their money overall. Mm. And instead of building many huge supercenters every year, they are improving the ones they have and investing in e-commerce and spending billions to do so. And so that's an expense in and of itself beyond shipping cost that means that some investors are waiting to see, well, when is this e-commerce thing going to be a little bit profitable or closer to profitability? Mm.
Could this also be an elaborate ruse to get us to do more in-store shopping as well?
Yeah, that's probably very definitely part of it. There's no cheaper way for them to sell you products than for you to go drive to the store yourself and pick it off the shelf.
Right.
And so they're very explicit, and lots of retailers are very explicit, that they would prefer you to, all things being equal, go into the store just like you always did.
So, as you mentioned, there's been a shift in strategy. It's not as if it's going to conquer Amazon overnight, but how has the strategy been working?
Online, the last few quarters, Walmart's e-commerce sales have skyrocketed, up over 60% in a quarter. They've also been adding, buying up smaller e-commerce retailers, and their sales are in those numbers. So they're definitely headed on the right track. They're growing faster than they were last year. However, Amazon is far ahead when it comes to e-commerce and is also growing fast and still gaining market share.
See how this move goes. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Here is what else is happening in the world of tech. Google is facing a new front in its regulatory battles after Missouri's attorney general launched a broad investigation into whether the internet giant violates the state's consumer protection and antitrust laws. Google so far has skirted the scrutiny in the U.S. that it had faced in Europe, where regulators levied a record $2.7 billion against the company for allegedly favoring its shopping ads in its search results. Qualcomm rejected Broadcom's unsolicited $105 billion offer, setting up a potentially hostile showdown between the two giants of the chip industry over what would be the biggest tech takeover ever. In a statement, Qualcomm said the offer dramatically undervalues the company and comes with significant regulatory uncertainty. And Uber cleared the way for a multi-billion dollar investment led by SoftBank that would transform the world's most valuable startup and give the ride-hailing company a powerful ally in its battle against global rivals. The deal, confirmed by Uber, took shape after reaching an agreement over control of board seats. Once completed, would add 6 directors and introduce voting changes that would effectively bring Uber needed stability after a year of turbulence. For more on these and other stories, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.